GSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Makassa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide. This morning, you're going to hear about something amazing you can do in the midst of the big, noisy national celebration of Canada's Day, July 1st, and America's July 4th birthday. My guest today, you've heard once before, today she has something new. She is a music certified therapeutic music practitioner, Johnny Proby, all the way from the ATL, Atlanta. Johnny, I'd like for you to tell us about this power of celebrating your birthday phenomenon and how your 20-year journey has led to the release of this fantastic birthday blessing. Birthday blessings, I'm getting choked up. Excited to tell people about it. Birthday blessings lyrics video.
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for having me. It is exciting to be with you again, and to your beautiful audience, I send my love. So during this holiday celebration, as we are preparing for Independence Day here in the U.S., July 4th, and for you, I guess it's July 1st.
Canada Day, yes.
Canada Day? Fantastic. Well, speaking of the 20 years that I have been using the gift of my voice, which I thank God for every day, to have the gift to be able to use it in a way to be an upliftment to anyone who hears my music, it is said that intention is a great way to be able to set the dial, for lack of better words, if we think about radio, to set the dial for what you want people to receive. And so I set an intention for the music that I provide. It is always to uplift and inspire and to empower anyone who's listening to Johnny Proby music.
Uplift and inspire. I like those words.
Yes, absolutely. That is always my intention.
So what are some of the personal indicators a person might have that they need a song like this?
Birthday blessings, I'll start out saying that it is a song. It's a new twist, I say, on birthdays, because one of the ideas behind this song is that I remember one day having a conversation with a lady who said to me, my birthday is today. And I'm like, well, what are you doing to celebrate? She said, oh, it's just another day. I don't celebrate birthdays. And I'm like, no. It can't be just that simple. We are made in the image and likeness of God, the universe. We have that power within us. And as I said, it's empowering. We want to be able to recognize who we already are. And that in itself is a celebration. And so the idea behind birthday blessings is to be joyful about who you are. How do you spread kindness not only to those in your family, loved ones, and your circle, but also to spread love and kindness towards oneself? And the best day to do it is on your birthday.
Now, you know,
go ahead.
I don't know about you. I'm a baby boomer. But one of the things in that era that they would say to us, you know, don't think too much of yourself, or really putting down that we... Just that notion, I think Shakespeare wrote, "Methinketh that thou think too much of yourself." So are you fine? What are some of the indicators that you have that people aren't just all going for that, but they might be open to the idea of celebrating themselves?
I think when people are reminded of who they are, it is an aha moment. And it brings us back to, there's not another Sister C on this planet. There's not another Johnny Proby on this planet. Or your listeners individually, there's not another one of us here. So it is up to us to stand in that knowing of who we are and to celebrate. When we embrace each other and one another, that in itself is a celebration. And it could be done in so many different ways when we think about what it takes to bring kindness to oneself. It could be just having a whole day of a spa day for you. That might be a one way to celebrate yourself. It could be spending the day with your kids, family and loved ones, and how the joy that that brings to you individually when you are around people who you love. It can bring peace, comfort, and joy to you just in that moment because you're not thinking about stress and anxiety. You are enjoying the moment being around those you love. That is another way of being able to celebrate oneself.
One of the things that I found unexpectedly is writing a poem to yourself. I started to do it when I was healing from an accident at one point. And then I did a workshop called Send Your Heart More Love and Cheer. And people were curious about it. And in this workshop, I start with the acronym, you know, the letters of the name, and have people just think about a good word for each letter, like C, Charlotte, cheerful. Mm-hmm. And people have a hard time with it. And what I found each time I've done that workshop is that people are so excited they tell other people, because there is this something that we are less than. We are the ones that are supposed to bring the food, bring the clothes, bring the solutions. Speaking of solutions, some of our listeners might remember 2 years ago when you visited us and it was the COVID time, and you were one of the people, while everyone else was being told you can't come to visit, you were coming to visit people. Can you tell a little about what you found and how something within you helped you to have a protective healing presence and the people you were visiting, among the people you were visiting?
Oh, thank you so much for that question. COVID was an experience for all of us, and we had to figure out what our new normal felt like. And as an inspirational vocalist, as a therapeutic music practitioner, my work at the time was, before COVID, was going to a physical location, a senior living center, a hospital, or hospice care, to provide music to patients at bedside. And the intention behind that type of work is to bring comfort to the moment, in the moment, creating an atmosphere for the patient based on their condition. And the music itself brings the healing, can be of healing to the patient. And sometimes we have experience where patients may not need their medication at the time because the music has brought that calming and soothing space for them, so that way they could be able to be at peace, less stress and anxiety. And it's also, we found that it was very beneficial, not only for the patients, their family members who were visiting felt relaxed as well, and as well as the nurses and practitioners who were just the earshot away from hearing the music. And so through the community of Music for Healing and Transition, we have musicians all around the world that is actually providing music at bedside. And so that is one of the things that I enjoyed doing and learning through COVID, because who would have thought that you could just dial up a Zoom and be able to provide music to someone in a whole nother state, a whole nother country. And that was one of the blessings, I would say, that we did get from COVID, was being able to not have to physically get in our cars and drive to the location, but to dial up a Zoom call and be able to provide music right at bedside. And believe it or not, to your listeners, the music still made a difference. People were still able to feel the vibrations of that music, because the intention behind the music creates the atmosphere that creates the calming and the healing to our central nervous systems and our lungs and all of our organs that need to be nourished. And music is that type of healing phenomena that can help us in the moment. to stay healthy?
Now, a thing, you know, we've heard how many people have left healthcare during COVID because they were either so burnt out or just not feeling needed. But you created Life Is Now, a Life Is Now album, and sort of went from a springboard of a low part in people's lives to a higher level. Could you share a little bit about the Life Is Now?
Yes, the Life Is Now CD has 10 songs on it. It is a collection of songs to uplift and inspire, as I said earlier. And some of the songs, there's a song titled Born Free, which some may remember that I think that the song was a part of a movie years back. But there are songs on this collection that really speaks to the heart. And I say that because even the title of the CD itself is Life Is Now. It's not tomorrow and it's not yesterday. The intention behind this song and the music that was selected, I covered Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come, and some other songs on that album. But the intention behind that CD is to remind us that we live in the right now moment. And if we can focus on right now, the more we do, the less stress that we do have, because all we have is right now. And so if we think about, like, you and I sitting here, you know, chatting without worrying about what's for dinner later on and those things we can take care of, you know, once we finish this beautiful conversation. But if we are in this moment, we're enjoying one another and what this conversation can bring to both of us. So that's what the Life Is Now CD is about. And there was one song in particular on the Life Is Now CD titled We, W-E. And that song was made into a music video for frontline care workers during COVID. And it was the intention behind that video was to be able to remind us that we have caregivers that are out here that, as you said, burnt out, giving their absolute all, sacrificing not only their own lives to care for those who were coming in and really needing to be cared for during COVID, but they were also sacrificing, you know, the lives of their families, because many of them couldn't even go back home. Some of them had to, you know, stay at work and work full time, work around the clock. They were afraid to bring the dis-ease home to their family. So there was so much that they had to deal with and contend with during COVID. And I wanted to make that song as a dedication to them, just to, for them to be reminded that they needed, that we needed to lift them up and encourage them to stand and to, you know, be okay, to let them know that they would be okay because we would be here to support them. And I'm so happy that I was led to do that during COVID time. And even today, it's a lasting effect. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, what I like about what you're sharing is that even in celebrating, one of the ways people celebrate their birthday sometimes is to give a surprise gift to someone else. I think that your gift of not only sharing your voice, but reaching for that thing in people that say, well, maybe there's something I could do. I like that you have a mission for your media, for your new project. And, you know, people who listen to the show, there are three things I often ask people about. There are three P's and two C's: their purpose, their project, and their passion, why they're passionate about it. But do you mind sharing the mission from your, is it on the cover or within your promotional materials about the new song?
Yeah, I don't mind sharing that at all. So our intention behind this Life Is Now project is to create love, more love and kindness in the world, is how we say it. And I would like to say, if you get a chance to see the video, the lyric video for Life Is Now, I'm grateful for that particular opportunity. But when we think about life, the birthday blessing song, pardon me, the birthday blessing song, we always say that it's an intention for creating more kindness in the world. And how do we do that? creating kindness for loved ones as well as ourselves. And that could be something that could be done, as I said earlier, through self-care. And if when I think of self-care, I think of, so if I'm going to spend time giving someone a gift, and I know that self-care is something that could be an upliftment to them, so what would that look like? And if on their birthdays, I would give them that gift, and I could also give that same gift to myself. And as I said,
that's an idea. Yeah. Duplicate what you give somebody else.
Absolutely.
I think our orientation, past the teen years, but as we become involved in a business or involved in parenting, a lot of times we get all excited about, like the people who stood in line for the Cabbage Patch Doll, or the people who fought in the aisles about other toys that have come out, they get more concerned about somebody else and thinking how delightful it would be to give themselves the same gift, or to do something where maybe you take another person out to just enjoy the fresh air. You've talked about elements of nature. We have another group that comes on, Eco Wisdom Group, and talks about 20 minutes of walking in nature can have as much of an improvement on your heart as some of the medications people take. So I think that you've mentioned that and made the point, everything doesn't have to be something that's costly, that just taking that person on a surprise walk or to a place that they've never seen. In each of our cities, there are places that people have never seen. So I think finding out how to get there, if it's taking us, you have boat rides in Atlanta, we have the ocean with boat rides. There's a music festival going on, a jazz festival. And among the things that are $30 or $40, the musicians have given two concerts at no charge to people at a place called Granville Island. That's happening this weekend. Loving other people, loving yourself. If you don't have anybody to go, you know, before we had this conversation, I was thinking, oh, I don't have anybody to go with. And I looked in the paper, looked for the directions to Granville Island, and I'm going to go by myself and enjoy myself. Because I think we've talked about your own company, that when you sort of practice, is it meditation? What are some things that you do that help bring people into the value of enjoying your own company?
Well, meditation could definitely be one. Taking a nice walk in nature is another one. And that is one that's so powerful, because when we are surrounded around nature, again, it brings down our stress level. We're not thinking about maybe so much of what's for yesterday, what happened yesterday, or what's going to happen tomorrow. It brings us into that moment, because a bird could just have, you know, flown right by, a butterfly, and you're in the moment thinking, oh my God, how beautiful.
You right.
See a beautiful flower, and then you're thinking, oh my God, look at the colors, look at, you know, and you're just all in nature and just really responding to the beauty that's just around you. And it's just you and nature. And so that's another wonderful way. Listening to music is a powerful way of being able to just be with oneself. Now just think about if you were listening to, and hopefully you'll get a chance to play the birthday song, but just think about a song that brings you joy, and you hear the song and you begin to start dance, you know, tapping your feet when the music starts, and then next thing you know, you're plucking your fingers, and before you know it, you're standing up and you're dancing and your hands are moving. That's you celebrating you in that moment. Just
yes,
a wonderful that way.
You know, yeah. What? In this moment, I think I'm going to remind our listeners that you are listening to the Saluau Show. My guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. Our guest this morning is Johnny Proby. We are going to be talking more about self-love, and we're going to hear that song.
Gathering where all your dreams come true as you blow out. we wish you birthday blessings. Wish you birthday blessings.
Birthday blessings.
We wish you birthday blessings.
Birthday blessings.
Wish you birthday blessings to you. Yeah, for you are a gift wonderfully made, imbued with the essence of magnificence that never fades. Abundant health, wealth, happiness too. A rich, long life, all worthy of birthday blessings.
Birthday blessings.
Birthday blessings.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squis.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to our discussion and its celebration this morning of birthday blessings. We have the creator of that song as our guest, and the song talks a lot about transitions. Can you tell us more about some of the transitions happening in the song, Birthday Blessings lyrics?
Absolutely. Now, the first thing that I would love to share with you is when you hear the bridge of the song, it talks about, for you are a gift wonderfully made. Think about that. As I said earlier, there's not another you here on this planet or anywhere else that we would know of. So that in itself is a blessing, because recognizing the presence of who you are and the gift that you are to the world, there is something that you can do, or that you do, that you can do better than anyone else. You bring that gift. And if we were just saying we were all together right now celebrating, maybe just out, and you walked in with your beautiful cake that you just baked, there's something that you put into that cake that was just yours alone, that some ingredient that you're like, what in the world is in this cake? That's the beauty that you bring to us that we get to enjoy. So without it, we would not have that piece that we can celebrate. There's another part in it that says, for you are imbued with magnificence the magnificence of love, the magnificence of God or spirit, whichever makes you comfortable, but recognizing again that there is not another you here. And so the intention behind this bridge is to remind individuals of who we are individually. Just think about a baby when a baby is born, the joy that a baby brings to us, right? The love and the joy that we feel about the baby is like you just want to just be a part of it, soak it all up, because there's not another like this beautiful presence in front of us. And if we think about that as a part of who we still are from our birth up into whatever age we are now, all of those experiences are still a part of who we are. And we can use those experiences to bring joy to others, to bring kindness to others, to bring laughter to others, and to spread love around the world and the universe. And that is why I just love the idea behind Birthday Blessings. And as I said, it's a new twist because it just helps you think of who you are, the gift that you are, and what you bring to the world without having to feel like you are less than. Who you are already is enough.
Now, on that note, there's one little thing that a simple little thing that I started saying to people during COVID. All day long, they were telling you, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. So I said to people, you know, at least three times you're going to be washing your hands in front of a mirror. When you're in front of that mirror, smile at yourself. And I sometimes actually crack up because, you know, Ricky Byers, beautiful musician, practitioner, singer, she told me when I was in pain from something once, she said, look in the mirror and smile at yourself. And I looked and I looked. I laughed because it just was amazing that I thought, where was I looking all the rest of the times? I was in front of the mirror. But that experience of being able to laugh, not worry. There's a line here, there's a line there. I call them now laugh lines. Not, they're not wrinkles, I got more laugh lines. And as I laugh, I noticed my pictures for my day. It was Thanksgiving Day, about 2010. Somewhere around there, dates are not important. But I looked in the mirror and I looked so, I was smiling through tears. And now I look through the mirror and I say, oh, a little more of a V going out here at the corners, but I can laugh. So I think just getting in the thing of looking at yourself, looking at your own eye, looking with your own eyes and smiling, winking. Somebody, you know, next door, next room might think, oh, she's crazy. She in there doing that funny look in the mirror thing. But it really has helped me start out my day. So I would encourage people that that's one way of conferring a blessing on people. You talk about conferring blessings. Tell us more about how you, what does it mean to you? Why do you think sometimes think people think it to confer a blessing on themselves?
Well, there's nothing wrong with giving yourself a blessing. And I'll tell you what a wonderful way that we can do that. And so it is said that it takes 4 to 8 hugs for you to survive. It's 8 to 16 hugs. It may be 8 to 12 in order for you to thrive, and then 12 to 20, let's just say 21, for you to feel alive. So instead of looking for hugs outside of ourselves, we can give our own selves a hug. And all it takes is just you wrapping your arms around one, around your shoulders. You can have your right arm on top, left, and then reverse it and go the other side. And what does that feel like just to be able to give your own self a hug instead of waiting for someone else to give that to you?
That feels pretty good. I can see I've got muscles still left.
Yes, and that's your blessing for the day. It could be, you know, just being, just as you said, smiling. I mean, smiles is like a universal language. No matter where we go in the world, no matter who we run into, bump into, a smile can always help us let our guards down. It just brings a sense of peace to us and whomever we are around. And we know that it's okay to begin a conversation because the smile helps to break that. It helps to just bring a sense of